6RRX.
6RRX. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. How are you today, sir?
For you know, X maybe? Okay, Chad. Well, yeah, I just waiting on my better half. We're over here at the DMV office here. Waiting on her, and there's always a line here. They're really organized here, I'll tell you. Anyway, my name is Doug, just waiting on her. Thought I'd get a little radio time in. KB6RRX. Mobile at rest, okay?
I hear you, Doug. Like I said, this is Chad. And not that it matters too much, but KO4NUE. That's KO4, never underestimate evil. That's the way I remember it. So, are you at the DMV in Greer, or which one, where are you at, whereabouts you at?
Of Whitehorse, up here, not to Brea, north of Blue Ridge Drive. That's the one I'm at now, okay. KO4NU, papa. Never underestimate people, okay. NU, papa. KB6RRX. Okay, we got it out of there, Chad. And she got her application. I guess she snuck in line. She's had to get a form is all.
Not quite right. You're pretty close. But that's KO4 November Uniform Echo. Never underestimate evil. KO4NUE.
Evil, not people. Okay, we got it now, Chad. KO4N. NUE. NUE. Okay, yeah. I know it took time. You had to write your call down, too, when they first gave it to you. So I'm sure it's not a vanity call. Anyway, hey, we're here. I got my radio time in for today. Maybe, just maybe, I might stay awake. Check in on one of the nets there, 8:30 or 9, whatever. I guess they have a net, two nets every night, so I don't have to worry about making sure I get this net on Friday night, because they got two. I can get the one on Monday night, huh? So, Chad, thanks for keeping me company. We'll get mobile in motion. KB6RRX, you can tie the ribbon on it, and KB6RRX will say 73.
Again, was glad I could give you a little radio time, and just so you know, 2100 tonight, or 9 o'clock, 146610 is Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club's repeater. We have a check-in every night, 9 o'clock. And we'd like to invite you to come and check it out. You may have been there before, I'm not sure. If you have, then you know what to do. If you haven't, then you know where to go. So, pleasure meeting you. And glad things working out at the DMV. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and I'm clear. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Checked in on both the nets, 830 and 2100, but I haven't been to any of the meetings as yet. We've only been here in the state 8 weeks, I guess we're going on now. So there you go. We'll get around to it, okay? 73, Chad, KB6RRX.
DR. Uniform 2 Tango.
Rusty, I guess, yeah, it's 1146, I guess it is. Oh, hope you're having a good day. We just be leaving and headed towards the orchard here and then down to the daughters.
Yeah, good for you. I'm just been doing some stuff outside, knocking some boards apart that had been, used to be the base for the ramp that came up to the side of my porch, which I got rid of here a couple of years ago when all the steps and the rails were rotting. So anyway, and I finally took apart the big the 2x8s that were the sides, and now I have them apart and I'm going to use them for something else. So, you know, that's what I've been doing this morning, and trying to stay, get back inside and stay cool, you know?
Thank you.
Roger, on the cool. It's an N0TR mobile. I went out and watered the chickens, cleaned out their little cups on their 5-gallon bucket there that get dirty, put some apple cider vinegar in their 5-gallon tank of water, which kind of keeps it from algae. And then I give them a little shower in the pen there on the ground because it kind of cools off the ground for them. And then I fill the feed buckets up and I blowed all of the dad burn hickory nuts away from the chicken pens because they really tear my feet up, especially that bad foot. Bernice don't even like them, do you? And, oh, and it attracts squirrels, so I blow them back their way, and pretty soon I hit them with a lawnmower. And then I fed them a little bit of sunflower seeds and mixture. And I fed the birds and blowed off the driveway. And I started getting hot about then, so I headed for the roundhouse.
Come back inside myself because it's out there pounding those things, that board's loose, and then pounding the nails and pulling them and getting rid of them. So, you know, it's getting more humid as the morning goes on. I don't know what the humidity is out there right now. And it's the way it goes sometimes. You know, the weather is what it is, and if you wait 10 minutes, it'll change.
Well, I was hurting pretty bad this morning when I got up, and I put some of that cryoderm on my back. Oh, it's menthol and such, and it's pretty hot at first, and then it kind of goes away, and we ate breakfast and had some eggs and sausage and toast and whatnot, and then I went outside. I was a little late getting out there. But when that sun hits and you start perspiring, it wakes you up. And by the way, Bernice and I decided to install the new throne in the back bedroom ourselves. And by golly, I'm proud of us. We got it done without lifting very much. We got a rug and slid it in there. And no runs, no drips, no errors so far.
That's good. And you didn't mess up your back, so that's, you know, a good point there and everything. Yeah, I'm going to run out here in a little bit and run up to my favorite Chinese place and get me a to-go order, some General Tso's chicken, and bring that home, and that'll be lunch here in about, 30 or 40 minutes or so, something like that.
Well, I didn't say I didn't hurt my back. It hurts 100% of the time. The pharmaceuticals kept it from hurting at the time. But when I started to go to bed, it was another story. Whoa, here comes an ambulance. And anyways, the good Lord let us get through it. And saved $175. It wasn't so much that. It was the fact that if you try to get somebody, it's going to be a long time before you ever get them out there. And then you wonder about the quality of the work. So we just did it ourselves.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been able to get anything done over here to get my roof work done, because I can't get somebody to come. I mean, they're all so super busy, or, you know, or I have so many jobs with no people to do a lot of the work. So, you know, it's that way. So, oh well, we'll get it done one of these days soon. Hopefully my roof will cave in before then.
Yeah, Rusty. Well, I better get out of here because I'm getting ready to pull in the orchard, and my gosh, the traffic is horrible today. See you in a little bit in 0TR.
Later, W2T.